What about in the metastatic setting? And one situation that I'm particularly curious about is the unusual patient who has ER-positive, HER2-positive disease on first relapse. In general, people haven't been combining hormonal therapy with trastuzumab off-study. How do you handle those patients?
ER-positive, HER2-positive patients are rare. It will occur in less than 5 to 10% of breast cancers. It's interesting. I think the first and foremost thing to state is that there is mounting evidence that tamoxifen will be inactive, and that will not be my choice. I think if you have a patient that has both ER and HER2, one of the most important things is not to go and give tamoxifen. That is, again, not proven, but there are at least three neoadjuvant studies that indicate the same. The first was Matt Ellis' study. So the combination of Herceptin and an aromatase inhibitor or Herceptin plus Zoladex, it's possible. I have done it. It's well tolerated. Again, the studies need to be conclusively done. I do not believe it is toxic. I think the efficacy is yet to be fully established.
What about in the patient with the ER-negative, HER2-positive tumor? How do you approach the decision in terms of using Herceptin alone or Herceptin plus chemotherapy?
Good one. Personally, depends on the pace of disease, bulk of disease. If it's indolent and she has, you know, maybe skin nodule, local regional disease, I may try single agent Herceptin. That buys her significant quality of life. But soon after, I do actually also believe in the synergism with chemotherapy and would add in chemotherapy shortly after. Then there comes the big bugbear, which is, do you continue Herceptin indefinitely, switching around the chemotherapies? The study is, I believe, being reactivated. It's never been done. My personal bias is I do continue Herceptin. I did not initially, but I do now. The reason is anecdotal, it's personal experience, and you just see responses that you have never seen in the days before Herceptin. The duration of responses are so much longer with the combination of Herceptin plus changing around the chemotherapies. Now, that, again, is anecdotal, and you know it's not evidence-based at all, but that is as it is. There are no studies to address that, and the studies that we were trying to do were not successful.
Is there any reason to think there would be a different responsiveness of Herceptin in the neoadjuvant setting versus metastatic disease?
I think it's higher in the neoadjuvant setting. If you compare, and you're not supposed to do this, but just generally, I mean, our responses were 25% in 3 weeks. You're talking about in the metastatic setting, you're talking about the same percentage after 6 months of therapy. So I think that in earlier breast cancer, you have fewer aberrant genetic pathways driving the disease. And if you're able to switch it off, you get a higher response rate. Better example is if you look at endocrine therapy. Endocrine therapy perhaps is the first targeted therapy against ER. If you look at tamoxifen in a metastatic setting, you'd be lucky if you have short-term responses in 30% of patients who are ER positive. If you look at the adjuvant setting, you can cure half the patients who are ER positive in the adjuvant setting. So the response rate for tamoxifen is considerably higher in earlier breast cancer. And that supports a hypothesis that in earlier breast cancers, there are fewer genetic pathways driving the disease.